There is no hangover in Las Vegas this morning for Hillary Clinton, who beat Bernie Sanders by 5 percentage points in the Nevada Democratic caucuses. NPR's Tamara Keith reports both candidates are already campaigning in the states that will vote next.
This was Hillary Clinton's first real victory speech of 2016, the first time she could stand before her supporters with the race called and say,
"Some may have doubted us, but we never doubted each other. And this one's for you."
Clinton was supposed to be the inevitable nominee, but Sanders did better than expected in Iowa and won New Hampshire overwhelmingly. Clinton needed a win to quiet the doubters, and she got it.
Tens of thousands of men and women with kids to raise, bills to pay, and dreams that won't die. This is your campaign, and it is a campaign to break down every barrier that holds you back.
Those men and women showed up at caucus sites all over Nevada, including one at Caesars Palace Casino. There, people in housekeeping uniforms, chef's coats, and cocktail dresses came straight from work. Clara Jauregui is a housekeeper at Caesars who came out to support Clinton. Her coworker Dora Montañez helped translate.
Because she, ¿cómo se dice cuando ella se está luchando por igualdad?
She's running to go for equality between women and men, so she likes that about it.
I hope it's better.
153, 154, 155, 156, 157.
Once the caucus got underway, it was clear Caesar's Palace was Clinton country.
After final math, Secretary Clinton gets 28 delegates. Senator Sanders gets 12 delegates.
Clinton actually won all of the caucuses held at casinos on the Las Vegas Strip, and she worked hard for those wins, making frequent stops at casino lunchrooms in recent days, even visiting workers doing laundry on an overnight shift. But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders saw a win in the results as well.
You know, 5 weeks ago, we were 25 points behind in the polls. We have made some real progress.
Sanders gave his speech about an hour and a half earlier than scheduled in a fairly empty stadium in the city of Henderson. Sanders told supporters, taking on the establishment is not easy.
"We have come a very long way in 9 months. It is clear to me, and I think most observers, that the wind is at our backs. We have the momentum."
And with that, Sanders was off to South Carolina, which votes next. Polls show Clinton with a significant lead in that state, driven by strong support among African Americans. As for Clinton, she flew to Texas.
"Hello, Houston!"
Texas is the biggest prize on March 1st, Super Tuesday. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Las Vegas.